This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A listener wrote the other day saying, what's all this complaining about the high U.S. dollar? Yes, the high dollar can hurt U.S. exporters. It can erode U.S. corporate profits returning from overseas. But the listener is in the wine import business, and the high dollar is his friend. While the dollar is down this morning, a euro is still less than $1.07, which is the friend of the American overseas traveler, as Lauren Silverman of KERA in Dallas reports.
UT Austin student Nina Malhotra is taking advantage of the weaker euro.
I'm planning on traveling to Europe this summer. Germany, Switzerland, Italy, France, and Spain.
The price of everything from paella to train tickets has dropped.
It seemed more feasible now than it had another time that we had tried to do it.
According to TripAdvisor, the average nightly rate for a European hotel this summer is $133. That's compared to $164 last year. And the average cost of a one-week Europe trip has dropped by 11%. Catherine O'Kane of Brooklyn had budgeted $200 a night in Basque Country and Madrid.
We were pleasantly surprised to find hotels about $100 a night.
And with the extra pocket money,
we'll be able to do a lot more shopping. Any sort of events we want to do or see, we won't have to hesitate. If there's an opportunity to see Spanish guitar or flamenco, then we'll absolutely do so.
Which is going to please a lot of local businesses in Europe. The dollar surge will also benefit travel agencies and tour companies. Paul Wiseman is president of Trafalgar Guided Vacations.
So we're having a very good year to Europe. You know, we're seeing double-digit growth in Italy and Great Britain, and I'm sure that's on the back of a very strong U.S. dollar.
Okay, but is a 90-cent cheaper café au lait enough to tempt people to go to Paris instead of Mexico? Who better to ask than Paula Serrano, a travel agent in the city of Paris, Texas?
So, do more people want to visit the real Paris?
No, it is not picked up. I sell more Mexico than anything.
After all, in Cancun, a dollar gets you not just one, but 15 pesos. In Dallas, I'm Lauren Silverman for Marketplace.